In this era of galloping technological advance and growing democratization of information, thanks to the possibilities of new media, why not use social media to inform Facebook and Twitter users of the latest news from the Catholic Church? That's exactly what the Jesuit Institute in South Africa was doing when it launched the Apostleship of Prayer into cyberspace. After having shared the news of having sent out its 1 millionth SMS of Catholic teaching as part of its ongoing service to help Catholics deepen their understanding of the faith, the Johannesburg-based Jesuit Institute is again in the forefront in its use of new media as an instrument to advertise the Pope's intentions and help people to reflect on them and deepen their understanding of them. I spoke to the director of the Jesuit Institute in South Africa, Raymond Perrier, about this latest futuristic initiative.
We decided that the Apostleship of Prayer has such a wonderful desire to engage ordinary people, and particularly young people, with the needs of the church and the needs of the world, that we should be looking at how we do that in a modern way. So you might be aware that the history of the Apostleship of Prayer was young people, particularly young Jesuit scholastics in Paris, desperate to rush out to the missions, and they were told, well, you can't go to the missions yet, but at least you can pray for the missions. And so we're thinking, well, what if young people today were saying, well, we want to go out and save the world, but we can't do so yet. But how do we engage with them? And the obvious thing, of course, these days is Facebook and Twitter, because that's where we're going to find young people, probably more likely to find them there than in our churches. And so we decided to find ways of using Facebook and Twitter to engage people with the Apostleship of Prayer.
It seems to me that you are engaging incredibly with the young generations. Have you had any kind of response for the not-so-young generations who maybe aren't so used to using the new media?
We have, yes. I was harangued by a venerable Zulu gentleman after church recently, saying, "Why do you do everything on Facebook and Twitter and don't do anything that's written?" And I showed him all the written, all the printed things that we do as well, just to reassure him that we haven't left people behind. But one of the things that we're seeing is that you need to offer different kinds of media for different sorts of people. So it's not instead of, but as well as. So, for example, when two Lents ago, we turned a wonderful set of African Stations of the Cross into an app that people could use on their mobile phones, on their iPhones or their Blackberries, it wasn't to say to people, do this instead of going to church to pray the Stations of the Cross, but if you can't go to a church to pray the Stations of the Cross, then here is a way of doing it on your phone. So the same is true with taking the Apostleship of Prayer. We're doing printed things as well, but we're also doing things using new media.
And how does the clergy respond to the fact that you can download a missal or you can have a missal app on your iPad?
I think mostly they're responding well. I heard a story the other day of a priest who harangued a man who was sitting in church with his iPad open and assumed he was checking his emails. And then afterwards, the man showed the priest that, in fact, he'd been following the mass using one of the missal apps and following the readings. The priest, to his credit, apologized and then asked for the link so that he could download the app as well. So perhaps we're beginning to get there. What we've seen, for example, with the Apostleship of Prayer is a number of priests who've engaged with it, who've joined the Facebook group, following the Twitter feed, and not just within South Africa. So, in fact, a bishop in the French Caribbean has been following us, which is rather wonderful, Bishop Lamont.
In fact, I was going to ask you, praying with the Pope and your Twitter is actually universal, isn't it?
Of course it is. Of course it's universal. And so we encourage people, wherever they are in the world, that the Facebook page is Praying with the Pope and the Twitter feed is Pray Pope. So very easy to follow. And part of what we're trying to do is to draw in other resources. So, for example, the American Apostleship of Prayer Ministry has got some fantastic resources. We found some really good resources in other parts of the world, and so we're trying to draw them in. Obviously, we credit those when we use them. One of the big dangers of Catholic initiatives is that they tend to operate in silos. People do their own thing rather than learning from each other and sharing material. So we're trying to encourage that as well. And also, of course, the key thing about using social media is that it's bidirectional. It's not just us sending things out to people, but people getting a chance to respond. So at the moment, for example, the theme for the Apostleship of Prayer is praying for seminaries and praying for seminarians. There's a lovely phrase, the prayer is that they should be formed after the heart of Christ. So at the moment on Facebook, we're asking people, well, what does it mean to form our seminarians after the heart of Christ? What do ordinary Catholics want from the next generation of priests, so they can send in their thoughts, and then we've got seminary directors and seminarians who are reading that and hopefully will be influenced by that.
Well, you've really embraced Benedict's message, haven't you? I was actually reading on your blog that you refer to his message from January, saying it had the challenging title, Social Networks, Portals of Truth and Faith.
And of hope and joy, yes. And I think what we're seeing in this year, which is wonderful, is a very strong intellectual foundation in how we use new media that came from the Holy Father's message in January. And then we're seeing that put into action by Pope Francis. I mean, it is wonderful to actually see him using media and using gestures and using words in a way that really cuts through some of the noise around us and touches people's hearts. And that's what we all need to be doing. I think he's setting a very good precedent, but also setting a very high standard for all of us to follow as church communicators.
Thank you so much, Raymond. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, as I say, I'd just like to encourage people across the world to like the Facebook page, which is Praying with the Pope, or to follow us on Twitter, which is Pray Pope. And also the SMSs, although you can't receive those as an SMS, you can follow those on Twitter as well. And the Twitter feed for that is @HopeJoy50. @HopeJoy50.